Item number 13, public comments. Those are items not on the agenda that wish to be heard upon. Come forward, sir.
Good afternoon, Ms. Bowman, members of the board. My name's Gerald Parks, commercial fisherman for the Commonwealth State of Virginia. I'm here today to ask the board if there's a chance I can get an amendment to regulation, I believe it's 20-470, pertaining to Hampton Roads Management Area gill net. Mr. Travis has been so kind as drawn off some copies. I don't know if he's given y'all any of these copies.
I haven't seen it, but I'm familiar. Jack, do you have any copies of those? This is a gill net exclusion?
Yes, sir.
Draw your attention to this area right here.
As you receive these copies, as Jack just mentioned, if you look on the chart at the parallel 37 degrees north line, if you follow that along until you come to the 76 degrees line at the entrance of Hampton Creek, subnoted on the chart as Hampton, I'm asking for an amendment to the proposals that y'all had, the amendment that y'all had on the books originally that began in 1990. I'm currently in the process of gill netting and have been in this area since March the 3rd. And I'm simply asking for an amendment to allow me to continue gill netting from said area that's noted on this chart, which would be from the mouth of Hampton Creek to the end of the stone pile at the North Island of the I-64 bridge tunnel. It's approximately, if you're familiar with the area, it's the area immediately in front of VA hospital.
Isn't that an area high boat traffic through that area?
It's very shoal water there. It's approximately anywhere on tip-top high water inshores, 4.5 to 5 feet. On the outside, you're looking at 10 to 12 to 15 feet on the edge of the channel.
Rob, Jack, one of you, please. This I believe this amendment was before me even coming to the commission, like 1990?
1990, yes, sir.
Can you tell me, give me a little history of it, and what's the background?
Well, here's part of the problem. At public comment, these things come up. Staff hasn't had sufficient time.
We're not making a lot of
go back through.
No, I can't. That's one of the rules that I set right off the bat. Unless it's a dire emergency involving health, I don't believe in making law.
All I can recall from 1990 was that it was an area of high gear conflict. You have charter boats that work the area. You have sailboats in the area. You have recreational boats. Gill nets were a problem. The matter was put before the advisory committee. They came up with a regulation to prohibit gill netting from
FMAC did.
What was
FMAC then?
From the Friday before Memorial Day to Labor Day, during daylight hours, 7 a.m. to 5 p.m., you cannot set a gill net in the area.
Would you, Gerald? Really, it's when we undertake emergency regulations like this, it's unfair to the staff, it's unfair to the citizens, and it's unfair to the law enforcement officers that are required to enforce these laws. I have absolutely no problem with asking staff to look into this and put it toward a consideration for public hearing or something next month. But I can't.
Well, before you even consider anything else, Jack didn't happen to mention that the reason this was originally put into a state was a gear conflict issue. But the gear conflict issue took place outside of Hampton Ammunition Dock, which is in 60, 65 feet of water, and that's where you had the high volume of traffic. This particular area that I'm asking for to give me a summer's work, the rest of the summer, is very, very low traffic area. I'm the only boat in there gill netting. I'm the only one in there gill netting, and if I'm not allowed this emergency amendment to this proposal, then you're going to force me into a crab fishery. It's either going to be a peel pot fishery or it's going to be a hard crab pot fishery. I haven't put any gear overboard this spring because I was doing so well fishing. Everybody's having a hard time crabbing. Even the board, even the advisory boards have recommended that the crabs are in a decline. This is one last person that's going to be in that fishery, taking pressure off of that fishery.
When did you realize that you might need this amendment to continue your fishing? Did you notice it?
Roughly about 3 days ago. Matter of fact, I had to get Jack to draw this up, and I spoke to Jack on the phone about this matter, and Jack asked me, how come you didn't know about this amendment? If you go back into your data books and you look, I haven't purchased a gillnet license any earlier than September, and I've been a commercial restaurant fisherman since 1983. I've never gillnetted this time of the year. This is the first year I've ever gillnetted in the spring of the year. This area that I'm asking for, if you had any visual that other than this chart, if you had a visual in your mind, it's a very small area. It's a very small area. It's less than probably 2 acres.
The problem is, real fast, the problem is under emergency regulation, we have to determine that it's a health issue or a dire economic situation for the fishery. One person, and I don't mean to minimize, because one person to you is just as important as the world to anyone else, and I realize that. But I don't think that it comes up to the level of an emergency regulation allowing us to apply emergency regulations at this point. I think it's something that could be studied and something we could have a public hearing on, but to simply change the law just like that, I don't think is the right thing to do. So we'll be glad to, I mean, if you want us to look at it, we'll be glad to look at it. Put it
sure, I'd like to have a public comment on it. And the other question I'd like to propose to you is supposed to be a non-discrimination board. Well, you're going to discriminate me against this proposal, and I understand why, because it was made into rag in 1990. But yet a man with crab pots can go there and set a crab pot 24-7, 7 days a week, and that's not a gear conflict with a commercial fisherman?
Well, that's a regulation that's on place. It's been approved by the commission, so...
You know, I'd be more than glad to have a date set today for a public hearing. And if it's not too much to kick...
Sure.
Evidently, I've been here longer than I thought, because I remember when this conflict went on. It also led to flag regulations, because people were using 2-liter bottles for flags and stuff. And there was definitely a communication problem, because some of the people did not speak English.
The biggest conflict that we have is the head boats was the conflict, and it was Harrison's fishing boats. And now you only have 2 head boats in the whole charter fleet.
Okay. Mr. Bowden.
What I was going to suggest was we have another area on these for sure you're probably familiar with.
That's right.
That was set aside as a black grub management area. And recently, quite a few people have got tickets for fishing in this area for croakers. It had nothing to do with black grub. They were well away from any black grub recreational activity and stuff.
Let's evaluate both of them.
So I think this would be an ideal thing to send to FinFish and put on their agenda, because that is, you have both recreational and commercial people, and the problem was a gear conflict between the two groups. So I think it would be the appropriate place for the...
Jack, can you do that for me?
Absolutely.
Send them both to FMAC. That'd be fine for a report. Go from there as it moves along. And thank you for bringing it to our attention, Mr.
Thank
Clark.
You.
I appreciate that.
And we can make sure he's notified of the meeting.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Next, Dr. Bob Allen, come forward, sir. Good afternoon.
Do I have to be sworn in?
No, sir.
All right, I'm Bob Allen. I'm a recreational fisherman. I live at Buckrow Beach, and I would like to have some time to talk on the bluefish rock item this afternoon also.
Coming up.
I came to talk on that, but as I left my house at Buckrow Beach this morning, something struck me. As I looked out on the water, and there were 2 Menhaden boats. I know you want to talk more about Menhaden today. And I know that Menhaden is out of your jurisdiction. However, there were 2 Menhaden boats between Buckrow Beach and Bluefish Rock. And since the Bluefish Rock area, you know, thing is coming up today, I don't know whether the Menhaden industry sent those boats down there just to poke you guys in the eye, or whether they had a couple of captains that were really not real bright. But those men are fishing in an area that is important to both recreation and commercial fishermen, because it's the spawning grounds for an important species, and that's cobia. And cobia are coming in there right now, and I was appalled that they were there, because I think we all know that kind of activity probably disrupts fish in their spawning process. And so I want to bring it to your attention, because the Bluefish Rock thing is coming up here this afternoon. And Bluefish Rock has some exclusionary zones, and I know you don't have any jurisdiction over the Menhaden industry, and we can't wait, you know, to talk about their fishing in that area. We can't wait and take it to the legislature next year. But you people, if we discuss this Bluefish Rock area, there is exclusionary zones, and I'm going to bring it up at that time. But I wanted to bring it up to you that I don't know if they should be in there, and I think you all have a responsibility to protect all fisheries, and I think you should protect the cobia spawning grounds.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Yes, sir. Any other comments before we go to the next agenda?